I think I've got it this time. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, please. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. And we're beginning to read at verse number 27. Now, while you're finding the place, I want to thank the elders, Morris and the elders, for the privilege of being here today. Thank you in the Lord's name for having me. And thank you, Denver, for leading the meeting for me. And as I look down, you know, I can see many old faces here. My own included. Because, you see, my association with this church goes back to the old Windsor Avenue Baptist Church. Because 53 years ago, in the little vestry, I bowed my knees before the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and trusted him as my personal Savior. So that's my association with you there. So thank you once again. And thank you, folk, for being here, by the way. Without you, what would you do? It's great to see you all, and thank you for coming out to hear the message of the gospel. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23 and verse 27. And the Savior's on the way to Calvary. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. Can you see the company that's walking alongside him? But in verses 28 and on, you've got the Savior's comment. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never give suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" 40 years after Christ said those words, the Roman general Titus came and destroyed the city. And I believe it was a terrible massacre of Jews in that day. Verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. So you see the company, the Savior's comment, the criminals, and then in verse 33, you've got the crucifixion. And when they were come to the place that is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people also stood beholding, and the rulers with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. And you hear the Savior's cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he's praying for the spectators. He's praying for the scoffers. And he's even praying for the soldiers. And they said, "Why does he not save himself?" But dear friends, he couldn't save himself because he gave himself. And I want to take a moment now. And I want you to come with me, please, on a journey in your mind. On a journey to a hill lone and grey in a land far away, in a country beyond the blue sea, where beneath that fair sky went a man forth to die, for the world and for you and for me. Oh, it bows down my heart, and the teardrops will start when in memory that grey hill I see. For 'twas there on the side Jesus suffered and died to redeem a poor sinner like me. The place that is called Calvary. What a place. Friends, it's the place of places. Calvary, to the believer, is the most significant and sacred place in all the universe. Calvary, from the Latin, means skull, and from the Hebrew Golgotha, it means a heap of skulls. And perhaps it was so named, Calvary or Golgotha, because it was the recognized place of execution and death. And therefore it is called the place of the skull. You see, a skull is often used as a symbol of death. Calvary, where the Son of God, as the Lamb of God, died that the fallen sons of Adam might live and live eternally. Calvary, that place of all places, where the Savior shed his precious blood to obtain eternal redemption for us and to cleanse us from all sin. It was Charles Haddon Spurgeon that said, morality might keep you out of jail, but it takes the precious shed blood of Christ to keep you out of hell. Calvary covers it all. And there's no place like Calvary. Calvary, where the blessed Savior, who knew no sin, was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God through faith in him. And thank God that righteousness of God, it's unto all and it's upon all that believe on Christ. And God himself cannot demand a greater righteousness of you than me than his own righteousness, which is ours through faith in the risen Savior. Justified by faith alone. This is all my plea. Jesus died for all mankind, and Jesus died for a sinner like me. Calvary, the place of all places, where men and women, burdened by the guilt and shame of sin, find that their burdens are lifted, and to find the place, and to find the peace that passeth all understanding. Yes, dear friends, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. I don't know whether you know or not, but the American Space Center is NASA. And it's actually a Hebrew word. And you know what it means? It means to lift off. Isn't that amazing? And you've heard them in the room as they're about to send up a rocket into space. And they begin the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift off. And that mighty rocket spurts fire, and it lifts slowly, and then it picks up speed to go out to the outer reaches of space. Lift off. Let me tell you, dear friend, there was a far greater lift off at Calvary. The night that I bowed and I trusted in Christ, because my burdens were lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Calvary, where the believing sinner receives peace and joy and the assurance of eternal salvation. I hear the words of love. I gaze upon the blood. I see the mighty sacrifice, and I have peace with God. Thank God for the precious, precious shed blood of the Lamb. Calvary, where Jesus paid it all, where he finished the work of redemption, and where he made reconciliation between God and man. No wonder Calvary is the place of all places. It's the place where our Savior bled and died. Well, did Sir Robert Anderson say that eternity past knew no future but Calvary, and eternity future will know no past but Calvary? Calvary was in the mind of God from all eternity, for Christ was the Lamb slain from the very foundation of the world. We're face to face with the Christ of Calvary. Calvary, where the love of God is expressed and revealed to its uttermost. That love of God, which is inexpressible. That love of God, which is inexhaustible. That love of God which is unfathomable. That love of God which is unpurchable. And that love of God which is unquenchable. For many waters cannot quench love, and neither can the floods drown it. Thank God this love of God at Calvary reaches to the very worst. You know why? Because at Calvary, God gave his very best. And our blessed Savior, with outstretched arms, thank God he reaches to the very lowest and the very lowliest. And he's able to lift them from the deep depths of sin. Make them new creatures in Christ. Friends, and give them eternal hope, the hope of eternal glory. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. Where? At the place of all places. The place that is called Calvary. Calvary, where the compassion of Christ is fully revealed. Hark, I hear the dull blow of the hammer swung low. They are nailing my Lord to the tree, and the cross they upraise as the multitude gaze at the blessed Lamb of dark Calvary. And as each hammerfall blows, he's praying from the depths of his soul in compassion and pity, Father, forgive them. Forgive my crucifiers. They know not what they do. Father, forgive the mockers and the revilers. They don't know what they're saying. Forgive the indifferent. Forgive the deniers. Forgive those who deliberately reject and refuse your love and grace and mercy. Father, forgive them. Oh, the spectators that are gathered round the cross. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. No, friends, he didn't save himself. He gave himself a ransom for us all. And upon a life I did not live, upon a death I did not die, another's life, another's death, I stake my all eternity. Brethren and sisters, sink or swim, my faith and trust for all eternity is in Christ, the Son of the living God. And I need no other argument. I seek no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for a sinner like me. Calvary, where the love of God was expressed and revealed to us uttermost. Calvary, where the compassion and pity and grace of Christ was fully revealed. Calvary, where men and women can come to know saving grace and saving faith in our blessed Savior. Let me say that there's room at the cross for you. There's room for each and every one of us. There's room enough at the cross for all sinners. And the room is enough for all in the arms of Christ and for all who will come and trust in him. It is enough that Jesus died. And he can meet your every need. Friends, Calvary, where the grace of God in salvation is fully and eternally revealed. There were two criminals, two malefactors, crucified with Christ, one on his left hand and one on his right hand. These two malefactors were reviling Christ along with the crowd. Save yourself and save us. But that cry was unanswered because it was unheard. Ah, but there was one thief. When divine light from on high awakened him, when God in grace and mercy shone the light of the glory of Christ into this man's heart and soul, he turned to the Savior and he cried, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this repentant thief, he's calling on the name of the Lord, and the Lord says to him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He just simply called on the name of the Lord. And he was saved by grace alone. He had nothing to pay. He had nothing to offer. He just looked to Jesus as he was, a hopeless, helpless, guilty sinner. And there's life for a look at the crucified one. There's life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto him and be saved, unto him that was nailed to the tree. O Calvary, blessed Calvary, the place of all places. Do you know what this teaches me? It teaches me clearly that salvation is by grace alone and not of works, ceremony, creeds, or reformation. The only two things that the malefactor did that believed was this: he repented and he trusted in the Lord. Do you want to be saved tonight? Well, all you have to do is to repent of your sins and trust in him who is able to save to the uttermost all that will come unto God through faith in him. You see, it's the way of the cross leads home. Have you been to Calvary for the cleansing power? are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Calvary, the place of all places. Salvation is promised to all that believe in Christ and all who will come to Him. You can come tonight just as you are, without one plea, recognizing the fact that the precious blood of Christ was shed on Calvary, shed for rebels, shed for sinners, shed for you and for me. The moment the believing sinner repented, he had the assurance of being with Christ, the Lord. His salvation was immediate. It was instantaneous. And what does all this mean when we believe? It simply means this, that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in the work of Christ alone, and we are not clothed in our own righteousness, which is by the law, but in the righteousness of God, which is ours through faith in Christ. Then paradise. The paradise of God. Heaven itself will be our future destination. Friends, and finally, Calvary. Calvary, the place of crucifixion, the place of salvation, the place of reconciliation, the place of redemption, is always based on the finished work of Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. The cross of Christ, beloved, is really a two-way street. We have been brought to God, and God has been brought to us through Christ's reconciliatory work on the cross of Calvary. Oh, what a Savior. He left nothing to chance. There's nothing missed. There's nothing left out. All that we need for salvation, we find completely and totally for all eternity in Christ and His finished work. And thank God it is enough. For at the place called Calvary, He was delivered for our offenses. But listen, He was raised again on account of our justification. Salvation is for all who believe. Salvation is within the reach of all. Salvation is completed. Nothing needs to be added to it. Thank God. And we just need to accept it as the free gift of God. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but Jesus washed it white as snow. In conclusion, I just want to refer you to one verse from the great prophecy of Isaiah the prophet. And it's in chapter 1. And in verse 18, we read these words. Now you have heard the message of the cross. You've heard the call to come to Christ. Now listen to the voice of God in heaven. Come now, at this moment. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What an invitation. And it comes from God himself. And he's saying to you, come now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Come. Come to Calvary. Christ says, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the Holy Spirit that's working in your heart, he says, come. Come now. Come and drink of the waters of life freely, without money and without price, and salvation can be yours. You can leave this meeting tonight in the knowledge of sins forgiven, that it is well with your soul, and you're on your way to heaven, and you're on your way to home. How? Through Christ's finished work on the cross. Oh, what a Savior that he died for me. From condemnation, he hath made me free. All that believe on him, the old book saith, and it's a true word, and the word is this, hath everlasting life. May you leave with us tonight for his dear name's sake. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you.